Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. LINE is Japan's favourite social media platform. In-app ad impressions are on the rise in Argentina and Apple Pay looks to be expanded around the world. LINE continues to be the most popular social media platform in Japan, as a recently released study has revealed. The results showed that just under 40% of internet users used LINE, with the most popular demographic being females aged between 20 and 29, where 73.8% were users. Looking further into the data shows that LINE has a larger female audience than male, but the largest age group percentage is consistently people in their 20s. Global giants Facebook and Twitter came second and third in the study, above local platforms Mixi and Ameba, but notably they came above Instagram. Also, whilst the global competitors had much higher percentage rates in the 20 to 29 age group, Mixi and Ameba had more users in their 30s. More than three quarters of mobile advertising impressions in Argentina are made in-app. Data released by AdsMobile reports that in the first quarter of 2016, the number of mobile ad impressions from the web fell again in the country, whilst in Brazil and Chile, the in-app impressions were even higher. AdsMobile also reported that the data had showed that over 80% of the mobile ad impressions were made through Android-based devices, whilst iOS only covered 4.7%. Mobile ad spending has increased dramatically over the last few years in Latin America, with the Argentinian spend expected to rise from $91 million US dollars last year to just under $1.5 billion in 2020. Apple is looking to expand the availability of its digital payment service, Apple Pay. The initial success of the service has been down to what Apple calls gathered momentum, as it's now covered by more than 2,500 banks across the US, whilst in China, it gathers over 1 million new users per week from the 19 banks it operates with. Currently only available in six countries around the world, including the United Kingdom and Canada, Jennifer Bailey, Vice President of Apple Pay, said that they were working hard to make this service available in every significant market Apple is in. Recently, there have been leaks from the company suggesting that France, Brazil, and Hong Kong are due to be the aim of Apple's next expansion, whilst CEO Tim Cook has also hinted at India being a target. It was also reported earlier this year that Apple Pay would be available at ATM machines in limited markets, signaling even more growth. Non-profit organization ICANN has started a new expansion plan to help Africa's internet connectivity. ICANN has recently set up offices in Nairobi so they can help Africa to really enter the internet business industry. Pierre Dangenau, Vice President of ICANN Africa, said that the new developments would put Africa in a position to be able to compete with more advanced continents by being able to increase content, development, and application online. He said that the aim was to localize the internet in Africa to enable the development of its own content, and that they have the resources to be talking on the web in their languages. And I do believe that is where we are really going to gain. And finally, a Chinese court has ordered Baidu to pay over 3 million yuan to a Shanghai consultancy firm. In April, Shanghai Hantou Information Consultancy Co., operator of dianping.com, sought compensation for losses caused by Baidu for copying information from the website. Originally demanding 90 million yuan, it was judged that Hantou had been directly affected by Baidu's actions, which had decreased the number of visitors to dianping.com. However, American search engine Google was more successful in its recent court battle after a jury judged that it had not broken copyright on its Java programming language. In 2010, software company Oracle argued that Google had broken the law, seeking $9 billion US dollars in damages. And that's it from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.